KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring an ICWA caseworker for Sandpoint and a lead Head Start teacher in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is June 25th, 2025. Happy birthday to Katrina Kenizaroff, and happy anniversary to Susan and Dick Bailey. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A Super Cub airplane is flying over the vast green, mostly treeless landscape of northwest Alaska near Nome. Biologist Sarah Hensley is aboard, using a VHF radio receiver to locate collared moose. She's tracking young moose to gain insights into the future of the overall moose population in this region. Antennas mounted to the wing struts pick up signals transmitted from their radio collars. The strength of the beeping signal enables Hensley to home in on the moose. Hensley captured and collared these yearling moose last year when they were newborn calves. She weighed and measured the calves and collected samples and other vital information to better understand the birth rate, twinning rate, and the calves' survival as they grow to adulthood. Now she's monitoring them to learn how many survived their first year, the most vulnerable time for a moose. Hensley is the area biologist for this vast region of the Seward Peninsula around Nome, coastal land that stretches from the Norton Sound region to the Arctic Circle. Monitoring populations of moose, caribou, and muskox help manage hunting. By tracking yearling moose and monitoring the moose population, she can ensure that hunters have access to the meat they need while protecting the resource and keeping the harvest sustainable. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced plans to rescind the roadless rule Monday. That aligns with President Donald Trump's executive order earlier this year to end a ban on constructing roads in undeveloped areas of the Tongass National Forest to stimulate more logging in the region. The rule has flip-flopped multiple times since it was established to protect undeveloped lands in 2001. It was rolled back during Trump's first term before being reinstated by former President Joe Biden. Mike Jones is the tribal president for the organized village of Kasan on Prince of Wales Island, an area of the Tongass that has been logged heavily.
It's the largest temperate rainforest in the world, and it's the, you know, considered by many, it's the northern lung of the planet.
Jones says that new roads and additional logging would degrade the landscape and harm salmon streams that people rely on. Rolling back the roadless rule in Alaska hasn't been popular in the past. When the U.S. Forest Service considered exempting the state back in 2019, more than 100,000 people submitted public comments, and most were opposed to opening up the Tongass to new roads. More than 9.2 million acres of the Tongass are inventoried as roadless areas under the rule. According to the U.S. Forest Service's latest management plan for the Tongass, about 300,000 acres are considered suitable for logging. Military helicopters have been spotted buzzing communities across western Alaska this week. KNOM's Ben Townsend called up Alaskan Command to find out what it's up to.
In the summer, helicopters like these two U.S. Army CH-47 Chinooks aren't uncommon in western Alaska. Still, the helicopters can cause quite a stir for communities not expecting them.
Citizens were calling us saying, I think the Russians are invading us, kind of thing.
That's Kotzebue Police Chief Christopher Cook talking about exercises in the region last summer. At Tuesday's city council meeting, he said he spoke with planners for an upcoming exercise.
They're not hiding anything, they're not doing anything secret. They just want everybody to know that there's nothing, they're not preparing for anything specific. It's just the annual training that they do.
Residents in Nome and Shishmaref also reported Chinook and Black Hawk helicopters. Sergeant Donald Hudson with the Alaskan Command says the helicopters are doing site surveys, which aren't too different from planning for a summer vacation.
You're doing your research to find out, you know, where you're going to be staying, where you're going to be eating, how you're going to get, you know, all the people in your group to go there and be there for a chunk of time.
The site surveys are part of an exercise called Arctic Edge. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Townsend.
This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Princess Lodges, offering glass-domed railcar tours to Talkeetna and Denali National Park for Alaska summer adventures. Your journey begins at princesslodges.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A proposed ordinance to criminalize camping in Anchorage's public spaces brought a huge crowd to the city's assembly meeting Tuesday. And as Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, tensions were heated from the beginning.
Dozens of people lined the walls inside the Anchorage Assembly Chambers, waiting to testify for more than 3 hours. The ordinance would make camping in a public area a Class B misdemeanor. That carries a penalty of up to 6 months in prison and a fine of up to $2,000. It would also replace the city's current abatement process, during which large encampments are cleared after notices are posted and homeless residents are encouraged to head to shelter while some set up camp elsewhere. Emotions in the chamber ran high even before the ordinance came up. Anticipating a high level of participation, assembly members voted to move testimony to the end of the meeting to get through the rest of their business. That prompted a rebuke from ordinance sponsor Keith McCormick.
People are still showing up that want to speak on this, and you are attempting to silence them by pushing this until midnight. That is disrespectful to everyone in here. I can't believe that you would try and push this away.
Point of order. Point of order.
Mr. McCormick, you're out of order. You're out of order.
That was Assembly Chair Chris Constant banging his gavel in response. Of the more than 60 people who testified, those opposed to the ordinance outnumbered supporters by a 2-to-1 margin. Many in opposition, like American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska lawyer Helen Malley, say it will put additional stress on an already marginalized population.
Just as our homeless population is unable to pay rent, they will be unable to pay a $2,000 fine. Instead, these fines will simply impose another barrier on their ability to stabilize their lives.
Others, like David Gober, question if the city had the resources to enforce the ordinance. Gober cited remarks from Anchorage Police Chief Sean Case, who recently said his department, as well as prosecutors, courts, and jail facilities, are not equipped to enforce the ban.
You people have enough knowledge here. You can write a better law than this, because this right here is really going to overtax his departments to the max. And you're not going to be able to fund them.
The ordinance's supporters describe the city's homelessness crisis as a public safety issue, with stories of people defecating in public, openly using drugs, harassing business customers, and trashing green spaces. Here's Gerard Farkas.
This is about safety of the citizens of Anchorage. This is about protecting ourselves from fire risk, drug risk, criminal activity, safety for our children. It gives the police a way to protect the people that pay your salaries, that build this city.
Anchorage Mayor Suzanne LaFrance introduced a narrower ordinance that would prohibit camping near certain public spaces, including on sidewalks and roads, within 500 feet of a playground, and within 200 feet of a trail. It would also prohibit unauthorized construction on public land of, quote, hard-walled, hard-roofed, or hard-floored structures, or any other construction aimed at facilitating camping.
We need to be able to move much more quickly than our current code allows. We must be able to root out encampments in these areas before public safety hazards arise.
LaFrance's version of the ordinance contains substantial changes and was only introduced Tuesday, so the earliest the Assembly could vote on it is 7 days later. The Assembly will hold a special meeting July 11th, where members of the public can continue to testify on either proposal, provided they didn't already testify Tuesday night. Assembly Chair Constant says he anticipates the body voting on one of the versions of the ordinance at that meeting. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Bury me in Georgia. That state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I wanna be. After my last breath, bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in is, or what shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines, yeah.
Bury me in Georgia.
my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight in my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. The single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. No lie, baby, you're the only girl.
Dream was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless. Nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody. Toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby. This living on the edge. You holding me, holding you. It's a hell of a view. I paint with my old Gibson, you paint your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby, let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue,
into the blue.
This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off a ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Just living on the edge. You holding me, holding you. It's a hell of a view.
took me over to your house to meet your family. Introduced me to them saying that you'd marry me. Then you'd look me in the eye and say it's just a joke. Then you'd kiss me and I smile, did you even know? When you'd say that kind of thing, I'd be excited. Got me hoping maybe one day you would meet it. Always thought I'd only make a fool of someone else. Now you've only gone and made me make one of myself. I guess the flowers aren't just used for big apologies. I guess I should have been more conscious how you spoke to me. Cause when we fight, you give me space and I communicate. And for a while, I thought that's what I should appreciate. Maybe I was holding on to what I thought you were. But when you think too hard, eventually it starts to hurt. The version of you in my head now I know wasn't true. Young people fall for the wrong people. Guess my one was you. I was getting any flight so we could make it work. You'd ignore me, could've told me you were seeing her. Kinda hate myself for justifying your mistakes. Took a minute, but I had to learn the hard way. Who are you to tell me I can't be heartbroken? Babe, you had the chance, the door for you was open. If it's what you need to tell yourself to sleep at night, pretend I haven't found a man who finally treats me right. I guess the flowers aren't just useful, big apologies. I guess I should have been more conscious how you spoke to me. Cause when we fight, you give me space and I communicate. And for a while, I thought that's what I should appreciate. Maybe I was holding on to what I thought you were. But when you think too hard, eventually it starts to hurt. The version of you in my head now I know wasn't true. Young people fall for the wrong people. Guess my one was you. If there's anything I've learned, it's you should watch yourself. If it's hurting you, then leave and go and get some help.
He was sitting by a checkerboard outside a small town general store. Gray hair and overalls. I was trying to find a signal for a cell phone call, he said. Hope it ain't important, son, cause that cordless job won't get it done. Between here and River Road, it's all smoke signals and Morse code. He made me laugh when he laughed at his own joke. So I sat down and he set up the checkers and a couple of cokes. Let me make the first move. Told some lies and told some truths. Ain't about if you win or lose, but I wouldn't have moved there if I were you. He told me about racing cars, showed me some battle scars. Said those purple hearts don't come easy. Then he made a jump, said you don't have to believe me, but you do have to king me. The game was all downhill from there. The old man beat me fair and square. With a wink he said, beginner's luck. At least you didn't bet your truck. Dug in my pocket for some change. Bought another round of Cokes and said, how about another game? I let him make the first move. Told some lies and told some truth. About a wild night of Baton Rouge. There's even video, but he'd never heard of you too. I told him about singing in bars, broken strings and broken hearts, and how living off them tip jars don't come easy. Then I made a jump and said, you don't have to believe me, have to king me. He said, you whippersnappers think you know it all. And I just smiled and said, yeah. And I learned it all from you, Grandpa. And you still haven't kinged me. Go on and king me. In Knox County, nobody was famous. Just a map dot that people passed through. Everybody grew corn and tomatoes, yeah, at least as far as we knew. Old man begging on 200 acres. From sun up till sundown he worked, just like the rest of our neighbors. He seemed like the salt of the earth. But we all knew something was different when the market hit bottom that year. While the rest of the county was starving, he brought home a brand new John Deere. Well, that rumor mill started churning down at the Lucky Dog Cafe, and it spread through our church congregation. When he threw a grand in the play, had his lotto numbers gone lucky, or did some rich relative die? Where on God's earth did he get the money to install that jacuzzi outside? All right. One night after fishing with all of the fellas, curiosity got the best of us. So we crept through his cornrows with flashlights and high hopes we'd see what the truth really was. Till we were stopped by a shot from his gun. Run! We scattered in every direction, grateful to get out alive. What happened that night was never mentioned till the day they arrived. With helicopters and squad cars, they completely surrounded his place. They cut down all of his cash crops. I can still see the shame on his face as they hauled him away in those handcuffs. Careful kids, one day you'll end up reaping the seeds that you sow. In Knox County, nobody was famous. Just a map dot that people passed through. Everybody grew corn and tomatoes, yeah, at least as far as we knew. Yeah.
Call today, one out of the gray. And when the smoke cleared, it took her breath away. She said she didn't believe it could happen to me. I guess we're all one phone call from our knees. We're gonna get there soon. If every building falls and all the stars fade, we'll still be singing this song, the one that can't take away. Gonna get there soon, she's gonna be there too. Crying in her room, praying, Lord, come through.
to the low.
Singing with me, oh, it's a little okay that you're mine. It's the kind of cool that you let me hold you, throw your head and laugh while you're looking at the sky. It's a little sweet, you are to be with me, oh, hold on because time is gonna fly. Ain't fussy no more. There's no
place I'd rather be. It's just a fine that you're walking with me in the yellow sun. Dress your shoes are in the car. It's a little sweet that you giggle with me. Oh, oh, I'm holding hands with my lucky star. I sing a little, pure little, oh, mister, you see. My legs ain't fussing no more. There's no place I'd rather be. Reciting you a love song. Hair is clipped up so the breeze can cool your back. It's a little sweet, the things that you do with me. Oh, drying our hearts in the summer grass. I sing a little, pure little, honest air you see. My legs ain't fussing no more. There's no place I'd rather be. Oh, it's a little cool when you're dancing out of time. Hey, it's a little sweet, a little okay that you're mine.
it's not the first time that I had the sense that something's wrong. I'm old enough to know that things don't always work out like you plan. I know you're trying hard to break it to me gently now, but there's no easy way to tell it like it is, so baby, I don't want to hear anymore. You don't need to tell me it's over.
Mary and I were the perfect picture of love, but my world started spinning around till it wasn't enough. I tried to hang on to the heaven she made just for me, but when I slipped and fell, it drove her to hell, and Lord knows that I hate to see Mary go round. Mary go round. Mary, I wish you'd stop taking your heartache to town. Why can't you see that free love ain't free? you'll spend till you fall to the ground. Mary, I wish that you'd never found the merry-go-round. No, she's not the first to discover the devil's playground. But this ain't no game, and these demons ain't playing around. They'll make her believe they can drown all her pain with a drink. And if she sinks below, it's burning my soul. Watch them all laugh as they see Mary go round. Mary go round. Oh, Mary, I wish you'd stop taking your heartache to town. Why can't you see? Honey, free love ain't free. You'll spin till you fall to the ground. Mary, I wish that you've never found the merry-go-round. You'll spin till you fall to the ground. Mary, I curse the day that you found the merry-go-round. I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as a storm blows through, and I need you.
Yeah, God gave me you for the God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt.
Dancing when the stars go blue, dancing when the evening fell, dancing in your wooden shoes, in a wedding gown, dancing out on 7th Street, dancing through the underground, dancing with the marionette. Are you happy now? Where do you go when you're lonely? Where do you go when you're blue? Where do you go when you're lonely? I'll follow you when the thank you.